It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. This morning's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander will have this morning's report coming right up. Do you know one of the greatest assets successful progressive farmers use to improve their bottom lines each year? Well, it's how they approach precision agriculture and how they get all they can out of the data they collect from their fields. There is a program coming up at the end of the month to help you producers with the latest precision ag and data analysis techniques to help you save time and money and optimize your return on investment. The Farm Progress Tech Forum is set for November 27th and 28th at the Marriott Conference Center in Iowa City, Iowa. We'll be there, and we hope to see you at the Farm Progress Tech Forum. You can learn and be inspired with all of the conference sessions and workshops taught by precision ag industry leaders and university educators. And there's a hands-on section, too. Go to the website to get all of the information and to register. The website, farmprogresstechforum.com. Steve?
Thank you, Max. There's an election being held today. If this is the first time you've heard that, well, I'd like to know your secret to avoiding all of the negative campaign noise we've been hearing for the last many months. One of the important issues across the Midwest is trade, and while Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is urging farmers impacted by the president's tariff war to be patient, and that he is 99.9% sure that more federal aid is on the way in December, a study commissioned by the Nonpartisan Farm Foundation and executed by the Department of Agricultural Economics at Purdue University has given the president's reboot of NAFTA mixed reviews. While the USMC agreement restores ag trade to pretty much what it was, including slight improvements for dairy and poultry, those have more than been wiped out by the president's tariffs on steel and aluminum. The shorthand recap of the study, four times more tariff pain than financial gain. In Wisconsin, the driver who ran down four Girl Scouts and one of the girls' mother on Saturday morning had been huffing, according to police, huffing being the inhaling of chemical vapors, just before the crash. 21-year-old Colton True sped off after killing three fourth graders and the 32-year-old mother and critically injuring a fourth girl. He turned himself in later and is being held in the Chippewa County Jail. In Highland Park, Illinois, a northern suburb of Chicago, there is a cold weather swim group. Sunday morning, 10 people went swimming in Lake Michigan. Conditions at the time, huge waves and high winds and chilly temperatures. Eight of the swimmers made it back to shore. A 46-year-old man drowned and a 52-year-old woman is missing. This is snake migration season in southern Illinois. Oh, yeah, every year between September 1st and October 31st, a road in Shawnee National Forest is closed to vehicle traffic so snakes and other amphibians can make it safely across the road. A 2.5-mile section of the highway, named Snake Road, by the way, is being kept closed a few extra days this year because warm weather made the snakes a little less in a hurry. Actually, this may be one of the last days the road is closed to vehicles. It has remained open, though, to people traveling on foot. Though, really? That's your Midwest Digest for Max Armstrong. And keep an eye out, Kansas City. He's on his way for the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. I'm Steve Alexander.